Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Philip Eldracker. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
It's wonderful to be back. I think here we are getting to the end of our coverage of the Sacrament of Baptism, which we'll wrap up today with a few of the final questions in the book.
Yes, that's correct, Father. This will be our last episode on baptism for the end of this season. And so starting with question 23, can the baptism of water never be supplied?
When it is impossible to have it being the sacrament of baptism or the baptism of water may be supplied by the baptism of desire or by the baptism of blood. So we'll be looking at what both of these things are in this episode. But what we are tying into is the notion that we saw at the beginning of the episodes on the sacrament of baptism, that we have an obligation to be baptized by a positive command of our Blessed Lord. And yet, at the same time, there are some who, through no fault of their own, perhaps, are unaware of this command of our Blessed Lord, or who, even though they are aware of this command and they are pursuing baptism, have not yet attained it. So what we are considering in these last questions on sacrament of baptism is, if someone has not had the opportunity to receive the sacrament of baptism, which we have seen is necessary for salvation, can this person still save his or her soul, and by what means? The answer is yes, this person can still save his or her soul, because all human beings are given by God sufficient graces to save their souls. And by what means? The means that we are about to consider, the baptism of water and the baptism of blood. So as I had just mentioned, and as we discussed earlier in this series on baptism, the command that we should be baptized pertains to divine positive law. And we distinguish divine positive law from the eternal law of God, or we might say the natural law as a part of God's eternal law, as being a command that God himself has deigned to manifest, to make known to the human race, as something that we are to obey. So God has given us a positive command to be baptized, and just as a reminder, all of the positive laws of God are things which are known through revelation. They are things which in many cases even cannot be known without divine revelation manifesting them to us. All divine positive laws, as being distinguished from the eternal laws of God, share certain characteristics. Divine positive law is changeable by God, of course, and does admit of exceptions. Whereas the eternal laws of God, the natural law, for example, cannot change. God himself will not change it, and it does not admit of exceptions. For example, it is never lawful to worship a false god. That pertains to the eternal laws of God, the natural law, and therefore it can never admit of an exception. Whereas a divine positive law, such as, for example, the precept of circumcision that was given to Abraham and his descendants in the Old Testament, can be, and indeed was, changed by God with the coming of Christ and the establishment of the church. As we have said, the command of baptism is part of divine positive law. Our Blessed Lord has given a direct command to his apostles. He tells them, go out into the whole world, preach the gospel to every living creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So this is a positive command of God.